This is the reading for November 19th, Amos chapter 5. Listen to this funeral song that I sing about you, people of Israel. The young girl Israel has fallen, and she will not rise up again. She was left alone in her own land, and there is no one to help her up. This is what the Lord God says: if 1,000 soldiers leave a city, only 100 will return. If 100 soldiers leave a city, only 10 will return. This is what the Lord says to the nation of Israel: come to me and live, but do not look in Bethel or go to Gilgal, and do not go down to Beersheba. The people of Gilgal will be taken away as captives, and Bethel will become nothing. Come to the Lord and live, or he will move like fire against the descendants of Joseph. The fire will burn Bethel, and there will be no one to put it out. You turn justice upside down, and you throw on the ground what is right. God is the one who made the star groups, Pleiades and Orion. He changes darkness into the morning light and the day into dark night. He calls for the waters of the sea to pour out on the earth. The Lord is his name. He destroys the protected city. He ruins the strong walled city. You hate those who speak in court against evil, and you can't stand those who tell the truth. You walk on poor people, forcing them to give you grain. You have built fancy houses of cut stone, but you will not live in them. You have planted beautiful vineyards, but you will not drink the wine from them. I know your many crimes, your terrible sins. You hurt people who do right. You take money to do wrong. And you keep the poor from getting justice in court. In such times, the wise person will keep quiet, because it is a bad time. Try to do good, not evil, so that you will live. And the Lord God All-Powerful will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil and love good. Be fair in the courts. Maybe the Lord God All-Powerful will be kind to the people of Joseph who are left alive. This is what the Lord God All-Powerful says. People will be crying in all the streets. They will be saying, "Oh no," in the public places. They will call the farmers to come and weep, and will pay people to cry out loud for them. People will be crying in all the vineyards, because I will pass among you to punish you, says the Lord. How terrible it will be for you who want the Lord's day of judging to come. Why do you want that day to come? It will bring darkness for you, not light. It will be like someone who runs from a lion and meets a bear, or like someone who goes into his house and puts his hand on the wall and then is bitten by a snake. So the Lord's day of judging will bring darkness, not light. It will be very dark, not light at all. The Lord says, "I completely hate your feasts. I cannot stand your religious meetings. If you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I won't accept them. You bring your best fellowship offerings of fattened cattle, but I will ignore them. Take the noise of your songs away from me. I won't listen to the music of your harps. But let justice flow like a river, and let goodness flow like a stream that never stops. People of Israel, you did not bring me sacrifices and offerings while you traveled in the desert for 40 years. You have carried with you your king, the god Succoth, and Kaiwan, your idol, and the star gods you have made. So I will send you away as captives beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God All-Powerful. Amos chapter 6. How terrible it will be for those who have an easy life in Jerusalem, for those who feel safe living on Mount Samaria. You think you are the important people of the best nation in the world. The Israelites come to you for help. Go look at the city of Calna, and from there go to the great city Hamath. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. You are no better than these kingdoms. Your land is no larger than theirs. You put off the day of punishment, but you bring near the day when you can do evil to others. You lie on beds decorated with ivory and stretch out on your couches. You eat tender lambs and fattened calves. You make up songs on your harps, and, like David, you compose songs on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the best perfumed lotions. But you are not sad over the ruin of Israel, so you will be some of the first ones taken as slaves. Your feasting and lying around will come to an end. The Lord God made this promise. The Lord God All-Powerful says, "I hate the pride of the Israelites, and I hate their strong buildings, so I will let the enemy take the city and everything in it. At that time, there might be only 10 people left alive in just one house, but they will also die. When the relatives come to get the bodies to take them outside, one of them will call to the other and ask, "Are there any other dead bodies with you?" The person will answer, "No." Then the one who asked will say, "Hush, we must not say the name of the Lord." The Lord has given the command, "The large house will be broken into pieces, and the small house into bits. Horses do not run on rocks, and people do not plow rocks with oxen, but you have changed fairness into poison. You have changed what is right into a bitter taste. You are happy that the town of Lodibar was captured, and you say, 'We have taken Karnaim by our own strength.'" The Lord God All-Powerful says, "Israel, I will bring a nation against you that will make your people suffer from Lebo Hamath in the north to the valley south of the Dead Sea."
Chapter 6.
All slaves who believe must give complete respect to their own masters. In this way, no one will speak evil of God's name and what we teach. Slaves whose masters also believe should respect their masters, even though their masters are also believers. As a result, believers who are slaves should serve their masters even better, because those who receive the benefit of their work are believers whom they love. Teach and encourage people to do these things. Whoever teaches false doctrine and doesn't agree with the accurate words of our Lord Jesus Christ and godly teachings is a conceited person. He shows that he doesn't understand anything. Rather, he has an unhealthy desire to argue and quarrel about words. This produces jealousy, rivalry, cursing, suspicion, and conflict between people whose corrupt minds have been robbed of the truth. They think that a godly life is a way to make a profit. A godly life brings huge profits to people who are content with what they have. We didn't bring anything into the world, and we can't take anything out of it. As long as we have food and clothes, we should be satisfied. But people who want to get rich keep falling into temptation. They are trapped by many stupid and harmful desires, which drown them in destruction and ruin. Certainly, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people who have set their hearts on getting rich have wandered away from the Christian faith and have caused themselves a lot of grief. But you, man of God, must avoid these things. Pursue what God approves of: a godly life, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the Christian faith. Take hold of everlasting life to which you were called and about which you made a good testimony in front of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and in the sight of Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony in front of Pontius Pilate, I insist that until our Lord Jesus Christ appears, you obey this command completely. Then you cannot be blamed for doing anything wrong. At the right time, God will make this known. God is the blessed and only ruler. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the only one who cannot die. He lives in light that no one can come near. No one has seen him, nor can they see him. Honor and power belong to him forever. Amen. Tell those who have the riches of this world not to be arrogant and not to place their confidence in anything as uncertain as riches. Instead, they should place their confidence in God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Tell them to do good, to do a lot of good things, to be generous and to share. By doing this, they store up a treasure for themselves, which is a good foundation for the future. In this way, they take hold of what life really is. Timothy, guard the good news which has been entrusted to you. Turn away from pointless discussions and the claims of false knowledge that people use to oppose the Christian faith. Although some claim to have knowledge, they have abandoned the faith. God's good will be with all of you.